Good morning, Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Anfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network on this Friday, the 19th of January, in the relatively early morning. We have a bit of a news summary today, and then I'd like to discuss yesterday's show a little bit. Ron Larson was on, of course, from LibertyCalling.com. At 8 o'clock this morning, I have a guest, and that guest is going to be Nathan Condit, who has written a book entitled The Beast on the East River, The United Nations Threat to America's Sovereignty. Nathan's going to come on at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time on the show and discuss that book and some of what's in it. And I hope that she'll get a chance sometime in the morning to give me a call at 1-800-313-9443. That call-in number again is 1-800-313-9443. Pretty apparent as we look at both the peripheral press as well as the mainstream press today that we are moving closer and closer to a war with Iran. Colonel Sam Gardner has a post at Global Research that I wanted to take a look at briefly this morning entitled Iran, Pieces in Place for Escalation. Michael Chosadovsky of Global Research, who will be on this show, I believe, on Wednesday of this coming week, has a post entitled The Dangers of a Middle East Nuclear War. That's part one of the series. He then goes on to discuss in part two some of the specifics for how that may well unfold. And part two, his piece is entitled, Is the Bush Administration Planning a Nuclear Holocaust? That's Dr. Michael Chosadovsky, who is an economics professor at the University of Ottawa in Canada, who is also the head of something called the Center for Research on Globalization. And globalresearch.ca, that's globalresearch.ca, has quite a number of posts today that I think will be well worth your time to help to get a grasp of what is happening and how quickly we seem to be moving toward what I think will be an expansion of the war in the Middle East with endgame unknown. Paul Craig Roberts has a post today entitled Bush Must Go, Only Impeachment Can Stop Him. You can find that one at Global Research, and I imagine if you also checked antiwar.com, you'd probably see it. Dr. Roberts goes on to say, when are the American people and their representatives in Congress and the military going to wake up and realize that the U.S. has an insane war criminal? This is Paul Craig Roberts talking now, the former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury of the United States under Ronald Reagan, referring to George Bush as an insane war criminal in the White House who is destroying all chances for peace in the world and establishing a police state in the United States. Americans don't have much time to realize this and to act before it is too late. Bush's surge speech last Wednesday night makes it completely clear that his real purpose is to start wars with Iran and Syria before failure in Iraq brings an end to the neoconservative Israeli plan to establish hegemony over the Middle East. The surge gives Congress, the media, and the foreign policy establishment something to debate and oppose while Bush sets his plans in motion to orchestrate a war with Iran. There's the diversionary tactic, folks. Suddenly we are hearing Bush regime propaganda that there are Iranian networks operating within Iraq that are working with the Iraqi insurgency and killing U.S. troops. This assertion is a lie and preposterous on its face. Iranian Shiites are not going to arm Iraqi Sunnis, who are more focused on killing Iraqi Shiites allied with Iran than on killing U.S. troops. If the Iranians wanted to cause the U.S. trouble in Iraq, they would encourage Iraqi Shiites to join the insurgency against American forces. An insurgency drawn from 80% of the Iraqi population would overwhelm the United States forces. CBS reports that the news organization has been told by U.S. officials, quote, that American forces had begun an aggressive and mostly secret ground campaign against networks of Iranians that had been operating with virtual impunity inside Iraq, unquote. We'll take another look at Paul Craig Roberts' story this morning when we come back to Mark Dankoff's America Live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And at 8 a.m. we'll have Nathan Condit, the author of The Beast on the East River, The UN Threat to America's Sovereignty. Stay tuned.
Nathan. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
KUBAN Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellites is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
This is Mark Dan Pos America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to have a special guest, Nathan Condit, C-O-N-D-I-T, who has written a book entitled The Beast on the East River, The United Nations Threat to America's Sovereignty. I think you're going to enjoy that segment of the program and enjoy getting a copy of that book. I'm finding, frankly, as I get more deeply involved in researching this show for guests, and also for topics, that getting the guests is, of course, a very time-consuming thing. But it becomes even more time-consuming when I find the right guests, which I don't always find, but sometimes I'm fortunate. But when I find the right guests, it then forces me to continue reading and to continue doing research, and this becomes absolutely a full-time occupation. I'm going to mention, before we get back to Paul Craig Roberts' article this morning, that I'm going to have a couple of very good shows, I think, this coming week that you really need to hear. Charlotte Acerbet is going to be on this show. I'm going to say a little bit more about her later on. But suffice it to say that if you're interested in education, and if you're specifically interested in some of the subversive things that have characterized the infiltration of American education, you're really going to want to listen to this fine woman who is a former administrative official in the Reagan administration in the U.S. Department of Education. Her websites are deliberatedumbingdown.com. That's deliberatedumbingdown.com. And also www.americandeception.com. But if you go to her deliberatedumbingdown.com website, you'll see her biography and some of the things that we're going to be discussing on this show on Monday. Tuesday, the 23rd of January, Jim Condit is going to be on this show. Mark Glenn of Crescent and Cross was among those people who recommended Jim Condit to me. He's going to be discussing certain cultural aspects of what happened in the run-up to Vatican II in 1962, and specifically who and what was behind it, and how it has impacted not simply the direction of the Roman Catholic Church, but how it has impacted traditionalist culture both in the United States and elsewhere. That's going to be on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I've got a show that I think every person listening to this network ought to take a real close look at, if not live on Wednesday morning. Certainly subsequent to that, as far as the archives are concerned. I have two guests of worldwide renown that are going to be on the program, each in a different hour segment. The first guest is going to come on at 7 o'clock in the morning, Central Standard Time, on Wednesday the 24th, and that's going to be Dilip Hiro, H-I-R-O. He has written a new book entitled Blood of the Earth, The Battle for the World's Vanishing Oil Resources. And that book is a publication of Avalon Publishing Group, which is an imprint of Nation Books. And this is going to be a fascinating study and conversation Wednesday. I now have the book in my hand. It is over 400 pages long, and I need to have that book read, among many other things, by the time we get set for the interview on Wednesday morning. But if the name Dilip Hiro, H-I-R-O, is not something that rings a bell, you really need to become familiar with this man. His book, The Iranian Labyrinth, basically, which is a Nation Books, Avalon Books publication, is one of the two finest books on Iran I have ever read in the English language. I plan on trying to get that book reviewed in print, both for Breaking All the Rules News, as well as for other news agencies that occasionally carry my book reviews. The Iranian Labyrinth. If you've not read that book and you have any interest at all in Iran, which I hope you do based upon the fact that it appears we're about to go to war with them for what I deemed to be very illegitimate reasons, getting a hold of Dr. Hiro's book, H-I-R-O, Dr. Hiro's book, is going to be absolutely essential to acquainting yourself not simply with the more recent dynamics of the American-Iranian relationship, going back to 1953 and also what happened in the Islamic Revolution of 1978 and 79. But Hiro goes a long way toward delving more deeply into more ancient Iranian culture and history and politics in a way that will be absolutely fascinating for you. And the Iranian Labyrinth has so much data in it that even after one reading, you will not be able to exhaust all of what's in it. You'll be referring to it time and again in regard to understanding some of the basic institutions of Iran, and also a culture that goes back 2,500 years. And this latest book that he has written, entitled Blood of the Earth, The Battle for the World's Vanishing Oil Resources, is something that may well shed light on what is happening in Central Asia and the Middle East in regard to the competition for oil reserves and oil pipelines on the part of some of the globe's leading multinational corporations. It may also explain the Project for a New American Centuries agenda going back to the 1996 time frame in regard to the present disposition of American military forces. One other book by Dilip Hiro. He's written so many fantastic books that enable the non-specialist, which includes me, to have a better grasp of the Middle East and Central Asia. But his book on the Iran-Iraq War is generally thought to be the finest of its type in the English language. And I would ask for those of you who are interested in delving into the Iran-Iraq War between 1980 and 1988 and understanding not simply what happened then and who was behind it, but how all of that impacts our present situation in Iraq and in Iran, get a hold of Dilip Hiro's book on the Iran-Iraq War from 1980 to 1988. Again, it's considered the top work of its type in the English language. It's been translated into numerous other languages that I do not read, but at least in English, it is the leading source I've ever come across in regard to what happened in that part of the world between 1980 and 1988. So that's Dilip Hiro, H-I-R-O. He will be on Wednesday morning, this coming Wednesday morning, on my show from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I have between now and then to get his book read. So wish me luck, because I have a number of other reading projects that I need to undertake as well in order that I might do a more credible job for you in regard to discussing certain things on the air that require a certain amount of study and research in order to have any conception at all of even what the proper questions are to ask guests who come on this show. So that will be Wednesday morning with Dilip Hiro from 7 to 8 a.m. And then on that same day, Wednesday the 24th, from 9 to 10 a.m., Dr. Michael Chasadovsky is going to be on the show. He is an economics professor from the University of Ottawa in Canada. He is, more importantly, for purposes of this conversation, the head of a group called the Center for Research on Globalization. He's the director of that group, and you can find their website at globalresearch.ca. I will say simply that if you turn to globalresearch.ca, you'll see all kinds of things related to globalization and the New World Order that are posted there, both from the left as well as the right. A lot of common ground between those constituencies in regard to the New World Order, what is happening to a corporately driven economy and culture worldwide, and more importantly, what is about to happen, unless there is some change in course immediately, what is about to happen as far as the Middle East and Iran is concerned, and what it's going to mean for your family and for mine and for all the listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Keep an eye on that. That's Dr. Michael Chasadovsky from 9 to 10 a.m. Wednesday the 24th of January. He is the director of the Center for Global Research. So again, Dilip Hiro, the author of The Iranian Labyrinth, the author of the definitive work on the Iran-Iraq War between 1980 and 1988, and the author of the new book, Blood of the Earth, The Battle for the World's Vanishing Oil Resources, will be on the show Wednesday morning from 7 to 8. And then Dr. Michael Chasadovsky will come on from 9 to 10 a.m. Central Standard Time that same day and discuss the Center for Research on Globalization. And Dr. Chasadovsky thought it would be very timely to major on what is happening in the Middle East and what Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and the neocons are up to, and what is likely to be, unless there is an intervention, a very significant disaster that is just around the corner. You know, Monday of this week, I had Dr. Michael T. Clare on this show, who was the defense correspondent, or is the defense correspondent, of The Nation magazine. Dr. Clare did not articulate some of the things that I had hoped he might articulate about the role of the Israeli lobby in all of this. That did not necessarily surprise me, but that was the case. He had more to say about the role of fossil fuel energy and how that plays into this Middle Eastern crisis. But most specifically, I thought that potentially Dr. Clare's greatest contribution on Monday was the fact that he referenced the possibility of this war with Iran, not in terms of even a year or a year and a half, but in the next couple of months, quote-unquote. We'll keep an eye on that, but that's coming from a so-called establishment political analyst who, of course, has all the credentials in the world as far as the establishment media is concerned, and he is looking toward the very likelihood of a conflict between the United States and Iran that is to transpire, in his words on this show on Monday, quote, in the next couple of months, unquote. Bob in Texas, you're on the line for Mark Dankoff. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Just fine. You know, you mentioned earlier that you had been deceived at some point in the past, you know, and that you had thought you were awake or whatever, and it wasn't until recent events and recent times that you became aware.
Yeah, progressively over a period of years, but I think you're exactly right. And Bob, I've got to cut away to a commercial break, but I want you to stay on the line. Let's pursue that when I come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Bob's question when we return.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. At 8 o'clock this morning, Central Standard Time, we're going to have a guest whose name is Nathan Condit, C-O-N-D-I-T. He has a new book out entitled The Beast on the East River, The United Nations Threat to America's Sovereignty. We have a caller this morning, Bob from Texas. Bob, go ahead, sir. Sorry for the interruption.
No problem, and I expect another one here shortly.
Yes, you're very familiar with this. Go ahead.
The point I wanted to make was that a lot of people are becoming more and more aware today, but asking questions that should have already been answered. And they're seeing the forward motion of the globalist elite agenda, and because it is focused on them at this point here in this country, as well as around the world. But like, I want to point out a couple of things. Like Paul Craig Roberts, okay, he was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay, now here's a guy that should be knowledgeable of the most corrupt system that is destroying our country, which is the fiat currency debt-based economy, and it has ruined America. But here he was, today he's writing in opposition to this administration, and he was a Republican. So, you know, maybe he wasn't aware at the time, even though he was in the highest of positions. But I guarantee you there were a lot of people out here who were speaking out and trying to be heard. And they were speaking against the Federal Reserve System and the income tax system because it destroys families and it's destroying the capital base of this nation. But nobody wanted to listen. And it's time, really, that people that are becoming aware start listening to the people who've actually been trying to fight this thing for a long time. We need voices such as yours that are articulate, that can express an opinion or a truth in concise language. And you're very, very good, and I'm very happy that you have come into this knowledge. And your programming has been so focused. I've read a couple of books since you've been on the air that have been mentioned, and they were excellent. One of them being The Plot Against the Church. And I just finished it. And in the last portion of the book, the writers, and I guess it's determined that maybe there were more than one writer, and it was just written under the name of Maurice Penney, to keep it simple. But they admit that the Vatican has been infiltrated for a long period of time by the Jews. And they make no bones about who it is. And that's another thing. We try to say, well, there's some good Jews and some bad Jews, and there's some good Jesuits and some bad Jesuits. And that's really not the point. The point is our whole system has been infiltrated. And if we take any cognizance of scriptures, which have been telling us this for thousands of years, who these people are, they're not Jews, they're not Jesuits, they're Babylonians. The mystery of iniquity came out of Babylon, and that's where it originated. And that's where the fiat debt currency system originated. That's where the tax system originated. It all came out of there. And then they divided up into the three groups like a shell game. The Jews pointed to Jesuits, and the Jesuits pointed to Jews, and the Jews pointed to Masons, and the Masons pointed to Jesuits. And our heads get twisted around like that girl in the Exorcist movie, and we start throwing up because we can't figure out what's going on because we're not focused. And just like this United Nations, we have a bunch of patriots out here that will say that the state of Israel is a good thing and that it's prophesied. Well, that's BS. And the state of Israel only exists because of a mandate from the United Nations, which is a totally Rothschild-controlled communist agenda that put the state of Israel in place under a mandate. And this didn't just get started in 1948. This goes back to 1887, Maurice de Hirsch setting up a trust fund in New York for the migration of Jews from Russia.
That's right.
You know, the 1897 Zionist Convention with Theodor Herzl that was held in Basel, Switzerland, that preceded the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution, which was a totally Jewish revolution. But people don't want to hear it because they've been browbeaten and oriented to think that these Jews are the chosen people. Now, are all the Jews involved? No. Are all the Jesuits involved? Probably not. But the bottom line is, we're at a point in our history where we have to start making some decisions as to how we want to live the rest of our life, either in one of their concentration camps or free. And there's going to be bloodshed, Mark. It's not going to happen. You can't write your congressman and get any kind of a straight answer or anything done. That is automatically 86th, and you'll get back a nice little letter. Thank you for your concern.
Well, you've identified so many points, Bob, that if you'll stay on the line, we need to kick this around a little bit this morning because I think you've said a lot of excellent things on the air, starting first with Paul Craig Roberts and other figures like him. I would argue that maybe Pat Buchanan is in the same category. People that basically at one level have worked in the Washington establishment for a very long period of time who have now come forth to say some good things, but nonetheless, from time to time, it seemed that they've had a foot in each camp. Stay on the line. When we come back, I want to pursue some of this with you. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest at 8 o'clock this morning, Central Time, is going to be Nathan Condit, C-O-N-D-I-T, who has written a new book entitled The Beast on the East River, The United Nations Threat to America's Sovereignty. I'm back with Bob in Texas. Bob, we were talking before the break about a series of excellent points that I think you've raised in regard to what some of the larger macrocosmic issues are, as it were, in this entire mess that we now find ourselves in. Getting back to a whole host of things that you talked about before the last break, this whole issue of deception, just as one. I look back to the kinds of things that I believed for years when I was an activist, a well-meaning activist in the establishment conservative wing of the Republican Party, and could not figure out for many, many years why it was that every 4 years there would be this so-called conservative activism that would, say, elect someone like Ronald Reagan to the presidency, only to discover after another 4 years or another 8 years or after 4 years of a George Herbert Walker Bush administration, the United States was clearly continuing to move in the wrong direction. Now, I think you've supplied the listeners with some of the, as it were, the theological, cultural, and historical reasons for that that go back a lot farther and much deeper than the kind of political analysis that someone is going to come up with reading Human Events and National Review, which was the sort of thing that shaped my political views for many, many years as I was a young person growing up. And suffice it to say that you've identified something that, to me, is perhaps partially understood by people like Paul Craig Roberts, and that is that we're not simply dealing with the latest insane machinations of George W. Bush and Dick Cheney. We're not simply dealing with the issue of Zionist Israel since 1948, but all of the forces in world history that have now brought these things to pass are forces that, again, have a much longer lineage and a much deeper and more demonic set of overtones connected to them than would be generally understood by someone like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. So I think that that's the first part of this, that we're dealing here with a systemic cancer that has biblical and historical and philosophical roots that go back a lot farther than just one decade or three decades or four decades. And again, I have met a number of people that have enlightened me on some of this and that have a much deeper understanding than what I would argue would come forth from even someone like Paul Craig Roberts or Pat Buchanan. And quite clearly, as we look at some of the things that have been said for a much longer period of time by some of the people that have been longtime contributors to organizations like the Republic Broadcasting Network and America Free Press, it becomes very obvious that those folks who had the longer historical perspective, the deeper theological and philosophical underpinnings to evaluate what was happening, and who've been saying it for a very long period of time, are being largely vindicated now when you see people like Paul Craig Roberts and Pat Buchanan and others now coming to the fore in recent years to criticize the neocons or to criticize the Bush administration or to criticize the Zionists. But the long and short of it is you are absolutely correct that whether it's Paul Craig Roberts or it's Pat Buchanan or it's a relative newcomer like me to some of these ideas, that there are folks out there with a much longer history of having spoken the truth and having spoken the truth from a much deeper, much longer perspective than any of these folks that we're presently speaking of. There's another thing that comes to my mind in regard to someone like Paul Craig Roberts, and I think you've already identified it, and that is that when you look at folks who have worked in the news media, the establishment news media, or who have a history of working inside the Beltway at a reasonably high level for one presidential administration or another, these are folks who, thankfully, if they're sincere, and I've not met Paul Craig Roberts, but I suspect that he is sincere to the extent that he's now saying the things that he is. Nonetheless, for years, they, like I, have engaged in a certain level of political and cultural and theological blindness when it comes to having failed to comprehensively understand the larger context in which all of these things were and are happening. And that continues to be an issue, doesn't it? I mean, the extent to which someone who is an assistant secretary of the Treasury and who's been saying, as near as I can tell, most, if not all, of the right things about this war now and about Zionism now and about the role of the Likudniks in provoking Bush to launch this attack almost 4 years ago, and yet nonetheless have been a part of a system that involves the Federal Reserve Board, that involves the IRS, that involves all of these other aspects of this corrupt, clearly Babylonian system that we have. So your points are well taken.
Well, you know, Mark, the thing that I find critical is that within the population that are waking up, there needs to be a lot less argument and more cohesion and a unified effort to really change things, you know. And when the globalists decide that they need to change, they don't necessarily wait for the election process. Take John F. Kennedy, for instance. The same people, the Dulles brothers, J.J. McCloy, and these individuals that were highly involved in Nazi Germany, Nazi banking, and all this, were the people who determined to shove it under the rug so that the rest of America could remain naive. But we know a coup d'etat occurred that day, and I'm here to tell you that George Herbert Walker Bush was in it up to his eyeballs and could be indicted. There's enough evidence of his involvement with the CIA and the other elements involved in that murder that he could be indicted in Texas. There's no statute of limitations on that. But the more important thing, which you just mentioned, is that this is a long-term, more spiritual thing that is going on for control of the earth than it is an immediate criminal activity. This has been going on forever, and the people involved in it knew it was going to take a substantial amount of time. And they were willing to commit themselves to this situation, knowing that they would never see the end result, which made it spiritual. Their families have been committed, and they keep good track of their families. The interrelationships between the Rothschild banking family, the monarchies of Europe, and the Vatican are so obvious after a certain period of time of study that you can't miss it. And while you were talking, I was thinking to myself, I wish I could determine the moment that it dawned on me that this thing was way bigger and deeper and more spiritual than it was secular, and that we can do something about this. Our numbers are our only strength. We don't have the money. We don't have the machine guns and the tanks, but we do have the numbers, and whenever we all rise up together is when we win. And we win temporarily because they come back later, and it's just like this hate crime legislation. They vote on it about every 2 weeks now, and they're going to slip it into some bill. And just like Bush signing a signing statement saying he's going to take over all of the state guard, and that he has that authority. Well, he's Hitler, and if you look at what Hitler did, and you look at what Bush is doing, it's identical. And it's kind of funny because if you study history, you can see that these people's MO never changes. It's like they have a winning agenda, and they know how to implement it, and they do it the same way over and over and over again. But they keep a good history of what they're doing, and we don't. We forget.
Well, that's right. Absolutely correct. And just taking Bush for a moment, this is indeed an individual whose latest gambit in regard to this so-called surge, if it does take place, and I suspect it will, of putting an additional 5 brigades into Baghdad, a total of 21,000 troops, both in Baghdad and also in Al-Anbar province. He has blatantly said that he, in his mind, has the authority to do this, aside from the expressed will of the American people. And I understand that the latest establishment polls that Chuck Hagel cited when he was on CNN a day or two ago indicate that 73% of the American public is opposed to what's going on in Iraq. And yet here you have the President of the United States, who has already committed these troops on fraudulent pretenses without a formal declaration of war by the Congress, and clearly in conjunction with this so-called Project for a New American Century crowd. And when you trace the paper trail on that, it becomes abundantly clear, just in general terms, who and what was behind this original military action. Well, now Mr. Bush says that he can commit more troops. He doesn't need Congress to advise him on anything or to authorize anything. He has completely forgotten the constitutional strictures in Article 1, Section 8 about who it is constitutionally that has war-making powers in our system of government. He seems to think that Congress has no role to play in appropriating money, that he can simply they will simply have to rubber stamp whatever he decides to spend on this effort. So quite clearly, we're dealing with an individual who is out of control. And at the same time, I think, a front person for the kinds of political and economic and cultural and spiritual influences that you've already cited that I think are quite clear as we look at this. So this is the direction that we're headed in. And at this particular juncture, I think all of your fine comments need to be perceived in the context of what I think Mike Piper and others have described as this whole issue of controlled opposition. You know, what is the Democratic Party doing in all of this? Certainly we've had some position papers and statements coming out of some of these folks indicating that they're not on board with what's going on and so forth and so on. But the fact of the matter is that I have seen no evidence that there are any contemplations of articles of impeachment to be reported out of the House Judiciary Committee to the full floor of the House. You have the new House Speaker saying right off the bat after the first Tuesday in November that the whole question of impeachment was off the table. Clearly, Pelosi and Steny Hoyer and Rahm Emanuel and other key figures in the Democratic political establishment are as tied to the Zionist lobby, as tied to the neocons as Mr. Bush is. So this begins to smack of the very thing that you talked about, Bob, it seems to me, and that is that we're talking about a struggle. It's a political struggle, a cultural struggle, an economic struggle, and most important, according to Ephesians chapter 6, where Paul talks about the powers and principalities, evil powers and principalities that work in and through world governments, we're talking about something that is millennia long in its duration and in its impact, and that this is the enshrouding context, it seems to me, in which we have to understand what is now going on with this American situation with Iraq. Again, keeping in mind that I think when you look at the Bush dynasty, it quite clearly is tied to all of the usual players that you have already mentioned in your fine commentary here, and that includes central banking, Jewish interests, oil and petroleum conglomerates, all of the folks who have been involved in promoting this Babylonian political and economic and cultural system that we've got. And again, who is it up there on Capitol Hill or in the world of punditry, in establishment punditry, even some of the better establishment pundits who really grasps this? I think very few, if any. And quite clearly, when you look at corporate media, even for those voices who are now saying that the war in Iraq was wrong and was wrong-headed, that we shouldn't have this so-called surge, they're still not talking about the broader context that you speak of, which enables us to evaluate the larger implications of all of this.
You know, Mark, you look back through history, and you see the Roman Empire, and you see the Grecian Empire, the Egyptian Empire, the Babylonian Empire, and they all begin and end the same way. They all become decadent societies that collapse from within, and then these chameleons who bring on the collapse, who entice the populace to enjoy their criminal activities, their filth, their porn, all of these things. When the correction to this is to live your life as God told you to live it, and we just can't do that. We find ourselves flawed, and we need to participate in one form or another in their system for our own convenience or our own enjoyment. And at that point, we become part and parcel of it. We support it. I'm going to tell you something, and this is a hard thing to hear. It's a hard thing for people out there to understand because they're scared. But any person that participates in the Social Security system of the United States, Inc., is a contributor to our demise. It's a suicide plan where we buy the guns that are going to come out to shoot us. And anyone that remains in that system is violating the orders to come out of her, my children, because it's a system and it not a place. It's not a city-state or a nation. It's a system that has encompassed the whole world. The central banking system enjoys exercise all over this universe, all over this earth that we live on, and everybody on the earth is in it. And the only way to circumvent what is happening to us is to not participate. The system is parasitic. It survives by our participation. And if we could just get our heads together, you know, everybody wants to keep their Social Security number. Everybody wants to keep their Social Security benefits. Well, let me tell you, at Luke 22:25, it says in there, the kings of the nations or the kings of the heathens rule over them as their benefactor. Be it not so with you. And that's straight from the horse's mouth. That's from Jesus' own lips. And when we join up with that system and we participate in it, we're buying the guns and the ammunition that's going to kill us and our neighbors. and all these people around the world. And I'd like to make this one final point before I get off here and let you have another caller. When we look at this Iranian situation, I see the snake that's eating its own tail. This Ahmadinejad was one of the negotiators with old man Bush when they had the meeting in Germany and the Iran-Contra guns for hostages situation. And I wouldn't be so sure that Ahmadinejad isn't just another cog in the wheel to create World War III and a nuclear situation, which it looks like we're approaching with rapidity.
You know, you make a lot of excellent points here, Bob. When I come back, I want to address them, both related to Social Security and the world system, and then also this question of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Who is he? What is really behind him, and what role does he play in all of this? This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In a short time this morning, we're going to have Nathan Condit on the show, C-O-N-D-I-T. He is the author of The Beast on the East River, The United Nations Threat to America's Sovereignty. Getting back to some of Bob's comments this morning, all of which are excellent, all of which are well taken. This whole thing with Social Security, it seems to me, is part of a larger web of issues related to incrementalism. How much state control of our lives are we willing to cede? How many things that are rightly God's do we cede to Caesar? How much unconstitutional direction do we accept in terms of the domestic and foreign policy of the United States? You know, you get into Social Security, you get into the 501c3 tax status of most of our churches, which effectively denudes them in terms of real agents of cultural and political prophetic speaking, as it were, using that term advisedly. You start talking about the Internal Revenue Service and the Federal Reserve Board, start speaking about so-called presidential war-making power, which is specifically repudiated by the Constitution of the United States. And quite clearly, when you look at any of these individual things and see the extent to which many of us have ceded control over our lives to what essentially could be seen as the mark of the beast, Bob is absolutely well taken in criticizing the tendency of some people to say that, yeah, the system is wrong, the system's corrupt, there's demonic activity there, our lives are not our own, and yet by the same token to participate in that system to the extent to which we become part of the problem. I am convicted myself on some of this as well. I look at my own life in terms of some of the issues that Bob raises, and it really does, from a Christian perspective or a constitutional perspective, raises many things related to the doctrine of incrementalism. These things have not happened overnight. Neither has the whole evil package been sold to us as an overnight process. As Bob has pointed out, the people behind this, the demonic forces behind this world system, have been at it for a very long period of time, and they have taken things a little bit farther and a little bit farther and a little bit farther, to the point to where in my own brief lifetime, when I go back to the early 1960s and the assassination of John Kennedy and what I now believe was behind that and who was behind it, you just think of these last 43 years, for those of you old enough to remember that much time, and it becomes very clear, doesn't it, that we have been fighting a losing battle in regard to understanding who and what is behind all of this political and cultural declension. And no better example of this can be shown than to take some of Bob's very good and very thoughtful remarks today and to see what has happened to so many people who claim to be conservatives and who claim to be Christians and yet nonetheless are bought off by Fox News and National Review and are themselves a part of the larger system of the beast. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'll be taking another caller, and then we'll hopefully be talking to Nathan Condit this morning. Stay tuned.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals?
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me,
prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.